Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing Like All Beautiful Places by Megan Arkenberg. The story was first published in The End Is Here, edited by John Joseph Adams as part of the Apocalypse Triptych. Like All Beautiful Places is set in San Francisco after the end of the world. The world has been destroyed by earthquakes and toxic rains, and most of the city has tumbled into a sinkhole. Our main character, Gracia, has a really strange relationship with the city. It's a city she hates. It's a city she has bad memories of, a place she didn't like. But she's involved in this project with other survivors to reconstruct an immersive virtual reality construction of the city based on people's memories. Now, what I like about this story is the ambivalence towards the apocalypse that we get in this. On the one hand, we get the idea that, yes, the world has ended, that things are bad. But at the same time, for our main character, it's almost a cleansing thing. There's a kind of rebirth of her life. She was involved in a very toxic relationship before the apocalypse, and her life seems to have been characterised by one mistake after another. Now, I think this idea of the city as memory is really interesting, and it kind of reminds me of people like Will Self, who pull on this idea of psychogeography, the idea that places can resonate meanings. And so when you've got these different memories from different people building up this virtual reality construct, you're inevitably going to get contradictions, inevitably going to get fogginess. And so as a thought piece, I think this is really interesting and kind of hints at some really quite clever ideas. Have you read this story? What did you think? Let me know on my website. It's johncronshaw.com. You can leave a comment there. It's johncronshaw.com. On that site, you can check out some of my own short fiction. My latest story is called The Lady of the Mound, which is a very short story that draws on some creation myths, some ideas about magic, about the creation of the universe, and has its roots in things like Jewish mysticism and Welsh folklore. So if you're interested in that, please do check that out. Leave a comment on any of my stories as well. I'd love to hear your feedback. So until next time, cheerio.